Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's safe. We're going to try to do quick because you're a little close to each other. And first, I want to thank some of the leaders of the postal unions here. We have Dave Grosskopf. He's president of the Western New York branch of letter carriers. Frank Resiteris, he's president of the postal workers. And Lori Cash, also from a different local of the postal workers. What, one's mail handlers and one's?
No, we're all
APWU.
APWU, yeah.
You know, help me get started. Mo Biller. He's helped me get started.
Yeah.
And,
and
Sombretto was my neighbor. His brother, Frank Sombretto, delivered mail to me. Those were leaders of the unions early on. Okay. All right. So let's get started here. Okay. Well, why are we here today? We're here at this great Buffalo Processing Center. It's something I worked hard in 2012 to save when the post office was going to close it and we would have lost 700 jobs. But now it and 6,000 postal workers' jobs are on the line in Western New York once again. The bottom line is very simple. We need the Postal Service now more than ever. We've always needed it. People depend on it, the U.S. mail. But now with COVID, it's more important than ever. People need their medicines delivered. Lots of people with pre-existing conditions, lots of elderly people don't want to go out. They depend on the mails to give them vital stuff. So, and elections are coming up, and so many people will vote by mail, we need to make sure that those ballots get to the election boards on time. So postal is more important than ever. But at the same time, the administration, the new man who was appointed Postmaster General, Mr. DeJoy, is slashing and burning just at the wrong time. And he has put in rules that even though some workers can't go to work because of COVID, not to replace them. He has put in rules to limit overtime. He has put in rules saying it's okay if the mail's late. It is outrageous. This guy had no, Mr. DeJoy, the new Postmaster General, was a political appointee, was a big contributor to the president, and he seems to have been put in to destroy the post office and certainly make it much harder to conduct a fair election. The Postal Service needs help. They have about a $13 billion shortfall. There are a whole bunch of reasons for that. One reason is that over the years, fewer people use first-class mail because they can do things electronically. A second reason is COVID has made it worse because one of the big money makers for the Postal Service are catalogs and things like that, and there are many fewer of them. A third reason is the Postal Service has had to involve itself in PPE, which of course they should do, to protect their workers. And the fourth is that the Postal Service has this wacky rule that they have to pay the health care and pension costs of their workers ahead of time, and that gives them a bigger deficit. So they have a $13 billion deficit. We have proposed in the HEROES bill, the COVID-4 bill, $10 billion for the post office this year and $15 billion over the next 2 years. So they can do all the things they normally do and do the greater things and more things they have to do during the COVID crisis and make sure our elections are safe. What's at stake, folks? Here's a back of the envelope. 6,093 jobs. That's how many jobs these union members and others represent in Western New York. 6,093 jobs. So about 700 people work here. And of course, there are many letter carriers and other facilities throughout Western New York. We fought to keep this open in 2012. We have to fight again. But this back of the envelope calculation shows how bad it is. And if you look at the numbers, Western New York could be harder hit than most other regions in terms of job loss. They always seem to go after Western New York, the Postal Service. And I, of course, always work to defend our Western New York jobs. I met with Mr. DeJoy. I warned him of these problems. I asked him to back off, but so far, no go. So the only hope is legislation, which will not only restore the money the Postal Service needs, but at the same time, we'll let him go. So not only will the money we're asking for restore the money they need, but help them meet what's needed at COVID. So I met with Mr. DeJoy. I said, please, you can't do this. He hasn't changed. So our hope is to get Democrats and Republicans to come together. There's bipartisan support for the post office. Rural America needs the post office. They know it. And pass this legislation. I would urge Western New Yorkers and those who have relatives, friends, family, or who depend on the mail to call and write the White House and tell them we need the Postal Service saved. We cannot have a political appointee destroy what has been an American tradition since Benjamin Franklin in the 1700s. Okay? I think I've said what I have to say. Are we going to have Jordan, any of our folks, say something? Do you guys want to say anything? Go ahead. Okay. So first, we have Dave Grosskopf of the Western Branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers.
Thank you, Senator Schumer. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for your support, for the HEROES Act here. Like Senator Schumer said, he laid this out very well. You look, most postal employees, we just want to do our jobs. We want to come in every day. We want to make sure the entire country gets the products and services that are coming through the systems that we need. Currently, that's not happening. I've been in the Postal Service 27 years, and we've never seen delays like this in our, most of us in our long-term careers. We're very thankful, again, for Senator Schumer and a lot of the politicians that have come to the support of the United States Postal Service. United States Postal Service, they're not a political football. There are people on all sides of the aisle that support the United States Postal Service. The public loves the United States Postal Service. The public loves their letter carriers. All of us want to come in every single day. We want to move all the mail every single day like we've done, since Senator Schumer said. We've been around before the nation started. We're critical infrastructure, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave knew Benjamin Franklin. He's speaking from firsthand knowledge.
The Postal Service, again, is out there delivering, critical things such as medications. I get calls every single day, from the general public and customers saying, what's happening? I'm low on my medication. We need the United States Postal Service to come through in these tough times. Again, critical infrastructure, the USPS, strategic infrastructure for the country. Binds us together, allows us to move goods and products around. Again, like Senator Schumer said, we're asking the general public, if you're having issues, with delivery to your home, contact your congressional representatives. If you're having trouble figuring out how to do that, the NALC has a website. It's called heroesdelivering.com. That website will get you in touch with your congressional representatives. It will give you some background on what's going on the whole subject. And that's all I'm going to have to say at this point.
Thanks,
I'll
Dave.
Allow my counterparts
you guys
to have some more.
Thing, or did he say it all?
Thank
okay,
you, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go to Lori and then, or Frank and then Lori.
The new Postmaster General has said on more than one occasion that he wants to run this as a business. But the workers in this building and the workers throughout the area have always looked at it as a service, not as a business. And what many of the members of the public don't realize is that when you are hired as a postal worker, you take an oath of office. You're sworn in. And in that oath, it has a number of things. More importantly, one of the things that they have continued from that oath is when they work decade after decade until they retire, is to provide prompt, reliable, and efficient service. That's what they're used to doing in here. However, our members now are confused. They don't know exactly what to do. They're used to doing this service at all cost philosophy. However, with the no lates, no extra philosophy now of the Postmaster General, where trucks leave, whether the mail's ready or not, we're experiencing service delays. And that's contrary to every fiber that postal workers have operated by over decades. So it's tough for us, but we're trying the best we can.
Thank you. Good job. Lori Cash, and by the way, her name is what the Postal Service needs.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of postal workers everywhere, I would like to thank you, Senator Schumer. He has been an advocate for the Postal Service for as long as I can remember. Every time we reach out to Senator Schumer's office, he has always been there and had our back. So thank you so much for always being there and upholding everything that we've been fighting for. The Postal Service, it is an American treasure. There is nothing less than that. We do work that is unprecedented anywhere else. We touch every American home every day, and no one else can say that they do that. These new delays and these changes are taking that away from the American public, and we cannot allow that to happen. We are a service. We are not a business. Postmaster DeJoy is coming in and trying to turn this into a business and look at profits and look at changes that are going to seriously cause problems throughout the country in service to our customers, and we cannot allow that to happen. We need to put the service back into this industry and make sure that our customers are not the ones who suffer for these changes that are being made. I'm a 22-year veteran of the Postal Service. While I'm a union official, I also work the floor every day. I'm still a postal worker, and I go into that office with pride, doing the work that I do, knowing that I serve a community, and knowing that I can get to know those customers and make sure that their needs are met on a daily basis. Having to tell a grandparent that I don't know where their grandchild's gift is, or I don't know where their medication is, or where their stimulus check is disheartening. When I've spent 22 years making sure that I've found their packages for them and I've made sure that their mail is delivered to them. This is something that is unheard of in the Postal Service. Our cardinal rule is when that mail comes in the morning, that mail goes out that day. And for us to now be told after all these years, oh no, we're changing the playbook, we don't do that anymore, is flipped our culture 180 degrees, and we can't allow this to happen. We need the Senate to step in, which they are definitely doing. They are fighting for us to get stimulus money to keep us solvent, but we need the American public to back us up, to reach out, to fight with us. Get out there, talk to your congressmen, talk to your senators, reach out to your postmasters when you have delayed mail and let them know that you're not going to accept it. That this isn't acceptable. This is a service that's guaranteed to you in your Constitution, and you're going to fight for it right along with your postal workers that work so hard for you every day. Because we've got your back, so we need you to have ours as well. Thank you to everyone who's out there fighting with us. We're going to keep this fight up until we give you your service back. We're not letting go. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. So just two more points, and then we'll go to questions. first on this 2 points. So this is a double whammy for Western New York. The cutbacks will mean people won't get their medicines, won't get their Social Security checks, won't get their other necessities, more important now than COVID. But it also puts in jeopardy the jobs, good-paying jobs, union jobs of over 7,000 workers here in Western New York. And the second point, you know, I get medicines in the mail. Now, thank God the medicines I get aren't life-threatening. You know, they're statin to lower my cholesterol. But when it's late, I get nervous. Oh, I only have two pills left and the new bottle hasn't arrived. Well, can you imagine a senior citizen on life-threatening, life-desperately needed stuff? And the Postmaster General says it's okay if it's a week late. We're going to cut back. Outrageous. Questions on this subject. We're staying on this subject. Yes. Well, I'll tell you that, and then we'll have Lori. They're cutting back when people have COVID, when people retire, they're not putting new people in. Second, they're cutting back on overtime. But third, what Lori said is right. The rule is the mail comes in that day, it goes out that day. DeJoy has specifically said, you can let it wait. It's outrageous. It's never been what the post office has done. I've never seen a postmaster like this. He's a political appointee whose job is to kill the post office, and we're not going to let him do it. Others on this subject. I'm not going to take many off topics. Yeah, the president said the president didn't want to fund the post office. People should call him and write him. And he said it's going to cost more in the election because more people vote by mail, and he's not going to fund it. Elections are the wellspring of our democracy. If you can't get out of your house or don't want to get out of your house, you should be allowed to vote by mail. And the mail has to arrive on time before Election Day. And your absentee ballot has to arrive on time. So it's outrageous. No, well, the president ought to call some people here in Western New York who need medicine, who need Social Security checks, who need other vital things. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Have a good day. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Great.
Senator. Thank you.
Okay, great. Look, I will leave it up to the NFL. Everyone wants to see football open, but it's got to be done safely. If the NFL relies on science and medicine and it can be safe, great. If it can't be safe, you can't do it. I'll leave it up to them. We'll take one or two more.
Any comments on Amazon not
coming
to warehouse?
No, I don't know the details on that, so I'm not going to comment. Other questions? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go to Rochester next. Look, if there ought to be a full investigation, whoever did wrong should be punished, but we ought to try to keep the jobs. There are a lot of new jobs there for Rochester. Punish the wrongdoers. Don't hurt new potential workers. It's just starting. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.